Grady, how tough of a decision was it for you?
It was tough. You know, this was something I was looking forward to doing. Obviously, you know, it wasn't, you know, the circumstances I wanted to happen. I think in the end, it just was what I felt was best for, you know, the team, myself, you know, and the USA team.
How serious is the injury? Is it something that's been bothering you a while? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's been going on for a little over a week now, and it was tough. It was something I was trying to, you know, feel day to day, and something that in both games these previous days was bothering me. So I, that kind of was the test. You know, I wanted to see if I could get through a game without any pain, and I wasn't able to do that.
You must have made the decision what last night, because after the game you told us you were, you know, still looking forward to going.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't gonna reveal anything until I talked to, you know, the training staff, Wedgie. I wasn't sure. I wanted to let, you know, the Team USA, that is, know before, you know, I talked to any media about it.
Did you make it your final decision yesterday then, or this morning, or?
You know, we had talked about it last night, you know, and I, you know, I slept on it again last night, but I was pretty much, you know, sure what I was going to do. You know, I didn't think anything was going to change coming today, but, you know, I gave it one more day to think about and made my final decision.
Is there any disappointment? I mean, I know it's not every day you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's very disappointing. You know, obviously this is something I was looking forward to doing. I was excited to compete, you know, and work with this team and, you know, get a chance to play for your country. But like I said, I'm not doing them any good to show up with an injury, and I'm not doing, you know, my team any good if I, you know, leave here for 3 weeks and try to battle through an injury and come back and I'm still hurt. So, I mean, that was the deciding factor. It wasn't, you know, that I didn't want to play. It was just that, you know, I didn't want to have to fight through an injury that could possibly get worse, you know, and not be ready for the season.
When did it happen? How did you do it, I guess?
You know, I said it happened about a week ago. You know, I did it taking fly balls in the outfield. You know, just kind of broke and, you know, felt a little bit of a pull.
Brady, do you think be a product and try to push yourself to get ready earlier than normal?
You know, that I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, I did, you know, speed up the process this offseason as far as training and getting into camp, but I don't think that was a factor. I think this is just something that, you know, happened just because, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you get tweaks and pulls every now and then, especially in spring training. You know, you're pushing yourself hard right off the bat, but I can't say that it was because I, you know, trained differently or not.
Eric, what's the plan now for Grady?
Well, we're going to have to pull him back. And, you know, he's already had some treatment today. He'll have some more. You know, he won't, you know, playing games for a little while here. We're going to see how the treatment goes and, you know, work off of Grady and go from there. And obviously we've got enough time in camp here to where we can, you know, give him the time he needs to work in the right direction, and you know, then we'll work him back in games. But it's all going to work off the treatment. You know, he's not going to do much for a couple of days, and then we'll work from there.
How do you feel about this? I know, you know, obviously, you know, managers, upper management, you know, have their, I mean, I know what, you know, they like the WBC, it mm-hmm. promotes baseball, but you hate to see your best players leave you for 3 weeks out of mm-hmm. spring training.
Well, you know, I feel bad for Grady because I know, you know, how important it was for him to play, and I know how conflicted he is right now. But, you know, Grady always wants to do right by everybody, and you know, I think in the end, you know, he felt like, you know, he wasn't doing anybody, you know, any good by going out there and playing, and you know, risking the fact that he's not going to be healthy for Team USA, and ultimately, potentially even, you know, making a, you know, injury potentially worse. So, you know, I just feel bad for G and the fact that, you know, he's not going to be able to play. But, you know, he's thought long and hard about it to try to make the best decision, and that's what he's done.
Well, did you get any reaction from USA Baseball and let them know?
Yeah, we, you know, Mark and Chris, you know, called Bob Watson, and he was very understanding. You know, one thing everybody knows about Grady is the type of individual he is. You know, and you know, what's important to him are the right things, and Bob was very understanding, you know, with that, and you know, I planned to call, you know, David Johnson, you know, this afternoon, and talk to him about it, and you know, it is what it is. You know, if somebody, you know, has something, you know, wrong with them physically, it's something you have to address, and that's where we are.
Brady, how long do you think you'll be out? You got any? Have you ever dealt with this kind of injury before?
Not this particular one. I mean, obviously, I've had pulls and tears here before, but I'm really let that up to Lonnie, the training staff, and the coaches as to the time frame of what it's going to look like. I think we pushed it hard to try to see if I was going to be ready to play, and now I think that we don't have to push it. It's kind of take it to where I'm not going to be back until I'm 100%.
I heard that you tried to test it stealing that base yesterday, and that's when you kind of did that. Was that the deal breaker almost?
No, not necessarily. I tried to test it both days. I wanted to try to get everything. I wanted to try to play the game as much as I could and get every aspect. I wanted to see how it felt hitting and in the base pass, in the outfield and running. And I wasn't able to do. I wasn't able to get through either game without pain. So that's what it was. It wasn't just that, but that was. I wanted to try that and see how it felt.
No, I think we'll be okay. Just again, we've got enough time. It's early enough. Like I said, we'll pull him back, and then we'll work him back in. Early on, just playing catch and working back into some BP, and then eventually start moving him around a little bit. And obviously, we have DH at bats that we can play with, and then we'll get back into the outfield. But we're going to work off of Grady and the training staff, and we'll just make sure that we play it as such to where. We don't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to worry about it, once we break, for the season.
So it's not a case where you have to completely shut him down and get him off his feet for a long period of time?
Right? It won't be a long period of time. You won't see him out there today. We're just going to work off of Lonnie and the treatments, work off of Grady and what he's feeling. And, obviously with the way Grady plays, he has one gear. And that's the only thing he knows. And whether it be out of the box, on the base paths, or in center field. And when you're talking about a groin, that's something that can get it can get worse in a hurry. And I think everybody recognizes that. And in my experience is, any time you've ever asked somebody to play differently, then they ultimately get hurt for other reasons. So we're gonna make sure we take care of him, and we're gonna work off of Grady, and we're gonna make this. The length of spring training worked for us in his particular situation.